This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 24th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Still encouraging you to throw responsibility to the winds and run away.
I wish.
This time to Memphis.
Okay.
Now, the reporter who did this story for What's Up and I had a disagreement, because if I was going to pick a museum in Memphis, I'd pick Graceland.
Oh, I've been there.
Not because I was a big Elvis fan, but just because it's fascinating. But she picked the Pink Palace, which is also really cool.
I have not been there.
It's a beautiful marble house. It was built in 1923 for the founder of Piggly Wiggly.
Oh.
And it's gorgeous. But after the stock market crash...
He lost it?
Yes, he did. And it became the Memphis Museum of Natural History and Industrial Arts. It also includes the Sharp Planetarium and an IMAX theater. And right now in the IMAX, it's Flights of Butterflies in 3D.
Oh, that sounds great.
Which would be beautiful. And then they have an exhibit called Race, Are We So Different? Which is an interactive look at the cultural perspective and history of race, which is also fascinating. And artifacts... to support it, including shackles from the 1800s, and a kit for the purpose of checking the racial purity of citizens in Nazi Germany. So this is a lesson for kids. While you're also in Memphis, you could see the Children's Museum of Memphis, much less serious. Science, play, Playscape Park, all kinds of fun. And you can find all of this information in What's Up online.
So did the reporters actually get to go to these places?
Most of the reporters picked cities that they had been to these places.
All right.
We didn't send them there.
All right. No spring break. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.